In your own practice, when you are about to utilize chemotherapy in the metastatic setting for the first time, which might be way down the line if they've had a lot of hormones, for example, what fraction of those women roughly are either minimally symptomatic, asymptomatic, not visceral crisis, or a lot of visceral disease?
Well, I think the vast majority of them are minimally symptomatic. It's uncommon today for me to see a woman who's truly in visceral crisis, where combination chemotherapy is, you know, the way to go. In a woman who does have visceral involvement that I'm concerned about, that's the patient population now where I would often start with paclitaxel and bevacizumab as opposed to capecitabine. The way I tell the patients is that there's a series of agents that we're going to use. You're going to probably see most, if not all of them, through the course of your illness. And the sequence in which we use them is probably less important than the agent. If we have a situation where agents look like they're equally efficacious, we will use the ones that have the least toxicity.
Why do you think it is that clinical investigators are using more capecitabine than oncs in practice?
I suspect that a lot of it may be financially driven. Most of the clinical investigators that you're talking about are academicians, where the infusion center and the revenue from that is separated from them. They're buffered from that. I suspect that that influences decision making.
Interesting.